This is Ian Lee on BBC Three Counties Radio.
Now, who's getting cold feet about the shooting now? You're coming in looking a little bit anxious about it.
No, I'm fine, I'm confident. I've been taking a bit of target practice.
Have you?
Yes, I've been aiming at things.
With what?
With pebbles, with anything like that. Seeing if I can hit them.
So, for those who don't know, Jonathan and I are going to Luton Hoo tomorrow, and we're going to go clay pigeon shooting, which I'm very excited about.
In tweed.
I've got to wear, dress smart, haven't I? And you've been practicing by throwing pebbles at things.
Yes. Gravel. Any little bits and pieces.
That's not how guns work.
No, but I'm perfecting my aim, because I've never been very good with my aim.
Right.
I can't throw.
Do throw this. We have the new step single here. Throw the new step CD. Try a little bit. You shot before you were meant to. A little bit trigger happy, I think.
See, listen, ladies and gentlemen. Just if I were you, stay well away from wherever they do the shooting at Luton Hoo tomorrow.
I will do a 5-mile radius from the whole of Luton Hoo. I will be recording it. We will record it and then we will play it out on the air at some point. It probably will get played out next week. So as long as I survive it to edit it.
Oh, that would be so awful. I wonder who'd have to do breakfast if I shot you tomorrow.
Why are you saying it in that slightly menacing way? Why are you doing that?
I'd just like to have a backup plan. I mean, had we better get someone organised for a Friday?
David Priever is on standby. The boss has him on speed dial, just in case. Everyone's been warned, okay? So, but just, I don't like this slightly menacing tone that you're setting it up.
No, don't worry, you'll be all right.
If I get shot, they're so playing this in court, and you're going to go to prison for 20 years.
20?
Yes.
Is that all I'd get?
It sounds even more tempting.
It's almost worth it for the crack.
Thank you, Father. Maybe you should tell us what's happening on your show.
Well, coming up on the show this morning, I'm continuing with your discussion you've been having today.
Yes.
Ronnie Wood. Mm. What about him?
He's only 65. He looks a lot. He looks about 85.
He does. He's not aged well.
He's the most leathery of all the leathery stones.
So she's 34. Yep. He's 65. That means when she was 16, he was 47. Just to put that in a different kind of perspective.
Okay, thank you.
Sally Humphries is Ronnie Wood's third wife. And whilst we all wish them well, is 31 years just too great an age gap to build a successful relationship? Let me shout some couples at you.
Please do.
Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes.
What was the age gap there?
Quite a lot.
So you don't know?
Well, I've got it upstairs. I didn't bring that down. Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher.
What was the age gap there?
About 16 years. Liz Dennis and Amanda Holden. Madonna and Jesus. I mean, these are just some...
What was his name?
Jesus. These are just some of the celebrity couples for which an age gap has been too much. Well, from 9 this morning, do age gap relationships always end in tears?
Oh, you're on form today, yes.
Jesus was a... Is he laughing? Like that was his name.
His name's Jesus. You're like those terrible news reporters. Luckily, Catherine doesn't do it. Those terrible reporters who, when they pronounce a foreign name, and earlier on in Tehran, there was, and they do the accent. You don't do that. You don't go. And earlier on in Newcastle, they don't do that.
but that's his name. You can't. If he's called Jesus, you can't start saying, all right, Jesus.
But that's his name. All right, at a push, I call him Jesus. But not...
Yes, but if you say, you know, como te llama, and he says, mi amor es Jesus, you can't say, all right, Jesus. You're just rude. Is his name Jesus?
All right, Jesus. Oh, don't. I'm going to let myself... Have a little bit.
Yeah. So can I go now?
That's the show, is it?
Yes.
Okay. That you please do. If you want to, could you say it one more time, please?
Do age gap relationships always end in tears?
And then could you say Jesus again?
Jesus.
I'd be honest, a tiny little bit of wee has come out. It has. I shouldn't share that, but I've just done it. Thank you very much. I'm going to press this for a second.
Across beds, hearts and bucks, this is Ian Lee on BBC Three Counties Radio.